Firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, November 6, 2025 edition. Legislation designed to choke the Michigan Economic Development Corporation out of existence by ending the state strategic fund's power to engage in these type of interlocal agreements that set up quasi-governmental agencies was trumpeted today, yesterday, by key House Republicans. House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer, State Representative Steve Cara, the Chair of the House Corporate Subsidies and State Investments Subcommittee, are both spearheading the yet-to-be-announced, introduced bills in reaction to what they say is the MEDC's failure to create a significant number of jobs, considering that billions of dollars they claim have been used as quote-unquote bribes to entice businesses to come to Michigan. The duo leaned heavily on a 2024 Mackinac Center report that found that among the 123,060 jobs that were promised by the MEDC, based on 41 economic development announcements that the MEDC helped facilitate in providing incentives in grants for over 20 years. This went from 2,000 folks all the way to 2020. Well, the report didn't come out until 2024 because they were having time to review actually what actually happened. Out of the 123,060 jobs, only 10,889 jobs ever came to be. Well, House Oversight Committee Chairman Jay DeBoyer said, "I think this experiment is over." Adding that while House Republican caucus members differ on what should be done with the MEDC, I would say collectively, our caucus has come to the determination that the experiment of the MEDC as well as the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund has failed. DeBoyer also referenced a report from Bridge, Michigan that reported that from 2019 through 2024, Michigan offered nearly $2.5 billion. This story's ticking me off so bad my throat's closing up. $2.5 billion to companies to expand or build facilities, promising to create 65,491 jobs. Well, in all, only $1 billion actually was spent towards job creation. Instead of creating 65,491 jobs. They created 13,089. Well, if you take the amount of money that they were given in these grants and divide it by the number of jobs created, they spent $76,400 to create a job. Are you kidding me? The private sector could do it for 10% of that. Again, both DeBoyer and Cara said, you have to remember, these are our taxpayer dollars. Hard-working taxpayers. These are taxpayers that are single mothers, married couples, business owners, taking their paid tax dollars and basically writing bribery checks to corporations to convince them to come to Michigan and to develop their businesses here. Well, this whole thing was created under Republican Governor John Engler by an executive order back in 1999, which authorized a couple of series of inter-local agreements. Well, in order for the Republicans or the state senators to kill the MEDC, there's no law on the books that the legislature can even repeal. However, two House bills being planned to be introduced by these two Republicans very soon don't eliminate certain sections of the code. Instead, the bills end the Michigan Strategic Fund's ability to create interlocal agreements. This would basically choke it out of existence. Without the Michigan Strategic Fund being part of the group, the concept would be that the MEDC would die from lack of oxygen and lack of funding. State Representatives Joseph Fox, Republican of Fremont, James DeSanta, Republican of Carlton, Matt Maddock, Republican of Milford, Jason Wolford, Republican of Howell, Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, William Bruck, Republican of Erie, and Joseph Pavlov, Republican Kimball Township, all stood behind DeBoyer and Cara during the press conference. Now, this is what was going on in the House. Well, yesterday's press conference came less than a week after Senator Thomas Albert, Republican of Lowell, uncorked an enormous bill package that seeks to do the very same thing. His 53 bills would basically eliminate all of this corporate economic development activity here in the state of Michigan. These two different bill packages comes as the governor, House Speaker Matt Hall, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks begin work on more economic development tools to take the place of the SOAR Fund, which has died on the vine due to legislative resistance. Well, according to the MEDC, it claims that its programs and services have trained and placed more than 5,950 workers and more than 1,480 interns in jobs for this upcoming fiscal year. It also claiming that it has helped more than 2,000 new businesses start up. Businesses providing basically $2.77 billion in new tax revenue. Well, in related matters, the MEDC announced yesterday a business expansion project in Fenton, Michigan, from Miller Industries. Represents a reported $43 million in capital investment and will provide 167 new jobs with a starting salary of $25 an hour plus benefits. Well, the company received $1 million from the Michigan Business Development Program Performance Grant. Fenton Township threw in an industrial complex property tax abatement where the company won't have to pay $6 million in property taxes over the next 12 years. You see, this is exactly why we must collect the signatures and put Axe My Tax on the ballot next year. Fenton Township picking winners and losers. What about all the other businesses in Fenton Township? Where's their property tax abatements? Oh, no. You see, we have to lure this company to expand, and therefore we got to give them this tax abatement in order to get them to do the expansion. I got a very simple question. When a privately owned private manufacturer, Miller Industries, when they want to expand, why are they wanting to expand? So that they can produce more widgets, more gadgets, produce more product, provide more services, provide more goods to sell for a profit. Why do we have to bribe these private corporations and give them money to expand their business so they can make more money? Again, picking them as a winner and not giving the same relief to other businesses in the same exact community. Picking winners and losers. Well, one of them, tax abatements have got to go away. Property tax abatements. Let's eliminate property taxes altogether so that none of us have to pay property taxes. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Toski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to End of the Show. Final segment of hour number one. And you just heard the commercial for Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. Well, Mike sent me an email earlier this month, and he said, Randy, we are extending our sale through Thanksgiving. So if your listeners want to take advantage and do early Christmas shopping and save a ton of money, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items on the website and get free shipping, he said, we'll extend the sale through Thanksgiving. So basically, 4 weeks from today, or 3 weeks, excuse me. Man, this month's going by quick. Through Thanksgiving, November 27th, this sale is on. Get out your Christmas list. Put everybody's name down that you want to buy gifts for. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Shop away. Put things in the cart. Go to checkout. See how much it's going to cost you retail. And then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply and see how much money you can save. Plus, get free shipping. So you can get this sale discount online, MyPillow.com, or you can call the Trucker Randy promo code operator. They're standing by calling 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. When they answer the phone, you calling that number, they will already have the Trucker Randy promo code in their system, and you'll automatically get the discount. Former State Representative Dave Ageman, listening to the show, all they have to do is simply defund the MEDC. Take it right out of the budget. Well, there's a problem. Her name is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's already said that she has her veto pen ready to prevent these bills from destroying Michigan's economy. These bills are a waste of time and they are dead on arrival. I will veto them. But her director of communications, Bobby Leedy, said, I find it very interesting. at a time when Michigan is landing record job-creating investments, including in State Representative Steve Kara's own district. We should keep our foot on the gas pedal and not stop and throw everything into reverse. This Republican plan would put a closed for business sign at the Michigan border, competing with Ohio and Indiana, which would kill good-paying jobs and shuttering small businesses across the state. Well, what she's referring to is that the Michigan Strategic Fund recently approved a $133 million project with American Axle in Steve Kara's district. Kind of interesting, because back in July, Michigan was ranked sixth highest in the country for top states to do business. And who did this ranking? Who did this poll? CNBC. You got to be kidding me. CNBC? There is no way in heck Michigan is the sixth highest in the country for doing business. That is a bald-faced lie. Based on our taxes, based on regulations, based on cost of electricity, based on the cost of car insurance, the conditions of our roads and bridges, there is no way Michigan is sixth in the country. I'm not buying it. But the battle continues. And the governor, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, plan to hold meetings next week to start up discussions about the next phase of economic development. Well, one of them has to be to redirect, shut down the MEDC, and start over. You got to have some accountability, and you have to have transparency. If you guys are going to give this money out, you got to have a way to demand that they do what they promise. And if they don't, you got to have a clawback. You got to have a way to get the money back. But when I look at these numbers, from 2000 to 2020, 41 economic developments by the MEDC promising 123,000 jobs. They only created 10,889. Shut it down. Do something different. I got an idea. Let the private sector do it. Kevin Kievsky, next hour.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by